All right, it's time for War of the Roses. I'm going to talk to Celeste.
Hello?
Hey, Celeste, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you think someone's cheating in your world?
Yeah, I do, unfortunately.
Well, we want to hear about it, and then we're going to call him up, and we're going to see who he sends flowers to, romantic flowers. Does he send them to you or somebody else? Why don't you tell us the story, Celeste?
Okay. So, the last few nights, I've noticed that my boyfriend has been sleeping with his T-shirt on. And honestly, this is something that he never, ever does. So it is out of the norm. And especially, you know, when he's sleeping. So when I asked him about it, he said, well, the weather's changing. It's getting cold. I've been cold at night recently. And, you know, which I can buy because it's, you know, been getting colder. Season's changing. But the thing is that I noticed the other day when he was showering, I noticed this big reddish mark on like a really weird spot on his shoulder. And so I asked him about it, like, oh, what happened there? What happened to your shoulder? And he was saying, oh, I just, you know, I was play wrestling with one of the guys and I hit my shoulder. That's where it's from. And now I've been thinking that maybe he's been trying to hide this mark from me. Like, that's why he's been wearing his T-shirts to bed and so on. I don't know. I guess my first instinct is that I know this might be a little bit of a reach, but I have a feeling that it's a hickey.
Have you noticed any odd or different behavior from him? Like, maybe being a little weird with his phone or something like that? Is there anything else that makes you think he cheated?
Like, he's been seeming a little bit more distant. So I don't know if it's just, I know he's had a lot going on, so I didn't jump to that conclusion immediately with just that. But now I have this suspicion that I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe that's why he's been a little odd.
You said it was on his shoulder?
Yeah.
Like top of the shoulder? Like down
top
by the bicep?
Yeah, like
to you?
Like, yeah, like. Like the top of his shoulder.
I feel like that's kind of like a weird spot for a hickey.
Totally a weird
spot. Like, I'm
spot.
Just wondering what makes you jump to that. Because even you say it's kind of a reach, but like, can you pinpoint what gives you that feeling you need to suspect that?
I don't know. It just feels like intuition, I guess.
Mm. Also, I remember when Rich and I first started doing our show together and, you know, we would go on business trips. We would have to share a room sometimes and he would wear a T-shirt. And socks and no underwear when he went to bed.
What?
Black socks, white T-shirt, no underwear.
Oh my god!
Well, I only packed enough for the morning,
and I'd be like,
not for nighttime.
So bizarre.
So random.
I would be like, brush your teeth like when I'm not around. It was weird.
You guys are too much. Celeste, how long have you and your boyfriend been together?
Almost a year now.
So close to a year. And over this past year, has he ever given you a reason to think he's cheated, or have you had troubles, or have everything been like super till right now?
I mean, not really. I've never really had a reason to feel like something weird was going on. I guess maybe that's kind of what's alarming me now. Is like, I haven't felt like this before. So now it's like, oh, this feels different, you know?
Right.
Plus, the thing is, if you're saying he's wearing a T-shirt to cover up the hickey, you saw the hickey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, wearing a T-shirt, I think, is okay. It's totally normal, I think, right? If you don't wear, like, I used to never wear a T-shirt. And then I started doing yoga. Mm-hmm. And then at night, I would freeze my ass off, man. It was crazy stuff. And then a simple T-shirt would make it just fine. So sometimes I wear a T-shirt, sometimes I don't. It all depends on what's going on in my exercise regime. But needless to say, you saw what looked like a hickey on his shoulder. And you said he was wrestling with a friend. So here's what we get to do. We call him up, offer him a dozen red roses. Does he send them to you, Celeste? Does he send them to another girl? Do you think there's another girl? Or do you think there's something going on with him and his friend?
I have no idea. None.
That's a tough one. Okay. Well, what's your boyfriend's name?
Trevor.
All right. You ready, Kyle?
I'm
okay. Ready. Celeste, we will call Trevor. Tell him he won a dozen red roses, romantic red roses, and let's see who he sends them to.
All right.
War of the Roses continues next with John Jay and Rich. It's John Jay and Rich. We're in the middle of War of the Roses. You got Celeste and Trevor, boyfriend and girlfriend, for a year. Here's the thing. Trevor's been acting a little weird. Starts sleeping with a t-shirt on. And you would think that's not weird, but then she found out he had like a mark on his shoulder. It was, looked like a hickey. He said he got it from wrestling with a friend, right? Mm-hmm. And Celeste, you know the friend, right? Trevor's friend. Like, he says, I was wrestling with Dave. Like, whoever it was, you know who it was?
No.
Oh, you don't know who it was. Well, that's weird.
No. So that's why I just have this really weird feeling about it all, you know?
All right, so let's call Trevor. Are you ready, Celeste?
Yeah, let's do it.
You ready, Kyle?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Hello?
Hi there, is Trevor available?
This is him.
Perfect. So, Trevor, my name's Courtney. It's kind of your lucky day. You get to send free flowers to anyone you want, and we don't want any money from you. I feel like I have to say that right away because I know there's a lot of solicitors out there, and this is not that. So, you've actually been chosen, Trevor, to be one of our social media micro-influencers. So here's what's really cool for you. You get to send our Fire and Ice Roses, which is like our pure passion bouquet, to anyone you want totally free. And all we're asking in return, Trevor, is that you post us on whichever social media platform you use the most. It is a word-of-mouth campaign, so we're kind of saving money on advertising, which is why we can offer it to you totally free.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Yeah, so we can get these sent out today. And let me tell you, they are very romantic, super sexy. They definitely give off a wow vibe when you receive them. But we do like to send them out with a nice little card. And that's really just your chance to personalize it. So I tell people, like, don't be shy here. Some people like to get fun, flirty. Some people get super sexy or downright dirty. But it's really just like, you know, your personal message that you want to add. With that, I have the card here ready to go. Just need to know what you want to write on it. And then we can get to, like, you know, name and address and all that.
Oh, sure. Just put something like, hey, I really enjoy hanging out with you. I can't wait to spend more time getting to know you.
Okay, hold on. With you can't. Wait to get to know you more. Is that right?
Yeah, can't wait to see you again.
Oh, see you again. Get to know you more and see you again. Oh, very nice. Yeah, these are definitely good for this situation then. How do you want to sign that? Like a love Trevor XOXO type deal?
No, just from Trevor.
Okay. Who did you want to send these to? Let's get the name first.
Oh, let's go with Cammy, C-A-M-Y.
Hmm. So, who the f*** is Cammy, Trevor?
Is Celeste?
Who is she, Trevor? I mean, don't be shy and play dumb now that you're caught. I mean, who is Cammy?
What do you mean, caught? There's nothing to be caught about.
I put this together. I mean,
you put what together?
So you're not actually getting free flowers, dude.
Well, that's kind of mean of you,
isn't it? So now it's pretty clear that you weren't wrestling with your friend, your unnamed friend, and that mark on your shoulder is totally a hickey because you just confessed to cheating on me on the radio. So that's cool.
It's not cheating. We're not even together. We never put a title on this. There's no label. How can I cheat on you if we're not actually, like, official?
What do you mean we're not actually official? What are you talking about?
I mean, we're not
actually... You told me that you loved me, and we've been dating for almost a year now.
Oh, okay. I was drunk, first of all, and second of all, I was drunk, so...
Oh, you were drunk for almost a whole year?
Yeah, I told you one time when we were drunk.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay. Cool. I cannot believe I even wasted any of my time on you. That's pathetic.
Okay, let me get this straight. So, Celeste, you think you're boyfriend and girlfriend. Trevor, you're saying you're not boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah,
we've been together for almost a year.
Okay, do you guys go on vacations together?
No.
Okay, do you guys go to dinner together?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Okay, so would you say you're dating?
Yeah, I mean, apparently I was the only one that thought so. What the?
Yeah, we're dating, but we're not exclusive.
Okay.
We had that conversation before, but we're not exclusive.
Yeah, and when you did you say let's be exclusive? Trevor?
I didn't have this kind of, I don't remember this conversation. I just remember we never talked about
being exclusive. You spend almost every night with me.
It's because you're convenient.
Okay.
Ouch.
That's cold-blooded, but also rude. You disguised the hickey. I mean, you said you were with her enough to say that you got it wrestling with a friend versus you probably got it from, what's her name?
Cammy. Well, I did get it wrestling with a friend.
Oh, but it was Cammy?
Well.
That's messed up.
It wasn't Cammy either, but.
Oh, another
yeah.
friend.
Wow.
Yikes.
But let me just add this. You said that you were drunk when you told Celeste that you love her. And isn't there like a little saying that drunk feelings are sober thoughts? Like, do you really love her and you're trying to cover it up now because you got caught? You don't want to feel bad?
No. Drunk, like it to me. Drunk words are drunk words. You can't hold someone to what they said when they're drunk.
I feel like if he really loved her, he wouldn't be treating her like this.
Definitely.
You know, he wouldn't feel the need to go see all these other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Well, you got that right.
So you don't feel guilty, no problem. It's just Celeste misunderstands.
Yeah.
But I don't understand how there can be a misunderstanding when you guys are sleeping in the same bed and you're getting out of the shower with her there. Like, there must have been some type of relationship, and I feel like, Trevor, you're not being completely truthful about it.
He is just not willing to take responsibility for the fact that what he's done is horrible.
It's not horrible. We never. What do you want me to do? Just feel bad about not loving her? I don't.
Obviously,
sorry.
I think you felt bad about something because now this. I'm the third person on our show to bring up. Like, you felt the need to lie about what was on your shoulder. So it's not like you had this. You're totally innocent. And you had this completely open relationship where Celeste knew that you were hooking up with other people. Like, you lied to her about it. Yeah, you said, "Oh, I was wrestling with a friend," which is very inconspicuous. It's not like you said, "Yeah, I was hanging out with this girl, Cammy. Don't worry about it." You were not very open. So it's not like this is Celeste's fault for not getting it. Like, you were obviously misleading her.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I think that she's just out of line, honestly. This is,
oh my God,
something that only a psycho would do.
Oh, come on, you suck.
I can't believe that she would stoop so low.
She just wants to know where you're at.
Well, I have my answer, guys.
Yeah.
I actually don't.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm sorry.
Need to keep hearing these horrible things from him.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe I wasted my time. But thank you guys for making it clear to me now what kind of person Trevor is. So I do appreciate that.
You got it. Thank you, Celeste, for coming to us. Thank you guys for going on the air. That's War of the Roses, John, Jay, and Rich.